B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
Yeah, Thanksgiving a week from tomorrow. That's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And then Black Friday's a week from tomorrow. Wow, it's all too much.
This is when the race begins.
It's
like
on.
Right now, it's like the calm before the storm.
Oh, my goodness.
Although, not if you go to Costco.
You were at Costco yesterday. It was bumper to bumper.
Bumper to bumper.
Ah. And we're talking shopping carts.
My mother actually asked me to pick up roast beef for her, and I'm like, I would rather slaughter a cow than wait in this line. No way.
Wow.
I was there to get eyeglasses. Shout out to Michelle. She's so nice there. She's the nicest person in the history of all people.
You suppose Michelle's listening here?
I hope so. Wake up, Michelle. You got eyes to fix.
That's great.
Go to one Avon. Say hi.
I'm more of a BJ guy, but that's fine.
I find that Costco is better for me.
Okay. Well, I mean, nothing against Costco, but, you know.
Have you been to Costco?
Oh, sure I have. I'm a card-carrying member.
Yeah, I flashed
that card around.
You want to know why I go to Costco, Bob?
You go ahead.
Because everybody who works at Costco and Avon has been there since I've been going, and I've been going for 25 years, which means that it's a good place to work. Michelle's been there since 94.
Well, that's a long time. Not the samples?
No, it's not the samples,
fine.
But it can be.
It can be.
They can always, like, just make my day. No samples yesterday.
Oh, that's not a good toy.
And the line, oh my God.
Yeah, the line's crazy. Yeah.
Anyway,
well, because BJ's on my way home. That's why, you know, it's nothing against Costco.
Anyway. Like that.
Boy, are they paying for these spots?
No kidding. I mean, we love all the stores.
But
the point is,
it's busy out there. It's getting crazy. Thanksgiving's a week away. You got your bird yet?
No, I don't have the bird. I'm going places. My sister Sandra.
You're the guest.
I'm the guest. Be my guest. Yes. I'm going to be the guest.
Good to be the guest,
isn't
it?
I'm bringing a pie. Last time I brought like a $40 pie and I almost passed out.
Why? They're so expensive?
Yes.
But you were the toast of the town, I'm sure, that day.
Well, Dave was because he was the ding-dong who bought it.
Okay. Poor Dave.
I was like, what? He was like, it's great pie.
You know, maybe just bring ding-dongs. I would just do that. Tell Dave, just
if anybody showed up at my party bringing ding-dongs and
now that's a party.
And whatever you got.
Why not? You know, it's not a party without ding-dongs,
nope,
let's be honest.
Nope, it certainly
all righty then. So we should probably move on. Weather today. Good Lord. Is this really? Are we on? Check. Yep, we're there. We're on.
Yep, we're on.
God knows how long. Just a week and a day away from eating and gorging yourself on unbelievable Thanksgiving feasts.
Yes.
Can't wait for
that.
It's coming. All right, LBF, I want to get your opinion on this because I'm kind of right in the middle of the road. I could go either way on it. Okay. Either way. Saw in the news, Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake just redid their wedding vows at 10 years.
Mistake.
10 years. You think that seems early to me, 10 years.
You want to know why they did it?
Why'd they do it?
Because he cheated on her in New Orleans when he was making that dumb movie. Actually, it was pretty good.
He was getting handsy, right?
Yeah,
we don't know if he cheated,
then,
but that...
Yeah, whatever. He was getting handsy.
That was enough.
You know if it's on film, like, whatever, what happened in the closet. You have no idea.
Yeah.
And then they had another baby, and then they renewed their vows. These two will be divorced in 3 years, mark my words.
You thinking it's jinxy?
It's not only jinxy, it's too soon, and I think it's a Band-Aid. Like, let's renew our vows so that we can erase craptastic things I did.
Yes, she wanted to hear Justin Timberlake say, just say it one more time.
Yeah, just one.
Come on, let me hear that again.
Okay, can you just repeat yourself? Okay, thank you. No.
Yeah, no. You don't like it at all.
I wouldn't do it.
I think my wife likes it. I think Carolyn would do it again. It has to be a Hallmark year, though. It's got to be like... You know, 30 years,
yeah.
35, 40,
yeah,
45, 50.
Like deep.
running down the field.
Hey, you guys, I didn't settle. I still like her.
Okay. Now that's a vow.
That's what our new vow says to me.
Listen, if Carolyn wanted to do it, I'd do it. But it wouldn't be schmaltzy. You know what I mean? I wouldn't make you gag
because
I know you'd be gagging.
I would not want to be invited to that, to see you up there.
Why not?
Like, just like, you know, saying all these nice, corny things to Gabby, like, I love you, blah, blah, blah. I would be like,
Oh my God.
I gotta go. I'm so uncomfortable.
scratch the Falcons. from the invite list, apparently.
I mean, ew.
I don't think it'd be that schmaltzy to do it. Now, Carolyn would do it. I would, if she wants to, I would do it. It wouldn't be like this humongous event. It'd be intimate.
Oh, worse. Even worse that it's intimate. That I, like, really? Literally, like, I can look over and there'd be like five other people and they'd be like, I can't believe we're witnessing this. This seems like something they should be doing alone.
Oh, okay. All right. It wouldn't be gaggingly schmaltzy.
No one ever starts out thinking they're going to be gaggingly schmaltzy, but they do.
I think what I would do is class it up. We'd play some, George Harrison's song, What is Love?
What is Life? What is life?
Without you? That's nice.
I'd be like, what is this without any appetizers? Can somebody feed me while I, like, witness this nauseating stuff?
So I put you down as a no.
I'm just saying.
I'll invite Dave, but Dave is not going to have a plus one. I'll tell you
that. The only way I would renew my vows is if I was all banged up in Vegas and I'm like, Jay, let's go to a chapel and renew our vows. And then it would be fun. And,
Dave could have fun. You could, listen, the garter belt is going to be fun. That's
first of all,
fun.
I had no garter belt at my wedding. Do you think I'm going to have it at my vow renewal?
Well, why not? I mean, it's going to be fun. You're going to Vegas.
Like, I have a good idea. My grandparents in the room. Why don't I have my husband go shove his hands up my skirt and take off a garter? That sounds like a great idea. How classy is that? And then fling it into the room so some bachelor can go put it on some girl who's desperate to get married. Seems fun.
You know what? As a former retired wedding DJ, that was the highlight of the wedding.
Weirdo.
I put the stripper on. You know the song.
Sure. Oh, you put that stripper song on?
Oh, you got to play the stripper.
Like the boom. Chick-a-boom.
Yeah,
Check that one.
He goes.
Not like, you know.
Where he stops, nobody knows.
No.
I got you down. This is a no.
No garter. No written that bow renewals.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, look, I would do it if Carolyn wants to. If she doesn't, I'll keep rolling. Okay. But if we do it, we're going to do it right. And you're not coming. No. And LBF, you spent all day yesterday, like most of Massachusetts residents who are big Taylor Swift fans, trying to get tickets.
I didn't spend all day, but I had friends who spent all day.
What happened?
Well, yesterday was the
pre-sale. That's all people are talking about.
Okay, so Dave wants to take Lucy to a Taylor Swift concert. She's never really been to a concert. Mm-hmm. And, you know, go big or go home. So he's like, all right, we can do this. November 15th, I have a Capital One card. He registered for something. He's like, I'm going to be at work, so you got to do this. For the pre-sale. So I thought everything was okay. Come to find out, it wasn't okay because I wasn't a verified fan of Taylor Swift. So I got locked out almost immediately, even though I have.
Well, how does one become a verified fan?
You have to sign up. And I thought that Dave signed up for it, but I guess he didn't sign up for it. And so when I went to log in, it was like, you're not allowed to. And it's too late to sign up. So then I was like, well, maybe I can get in with my Capital One, blah, blah, blah. But I couldn't do that. And then I started reaching out to friends like, what's happening out there? Mm. And it was chaos.
Right.
Chaos. Ticketmaster.
It broke Ticketmaster.
It broke Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
People were waiting in queues, like online queues, of like 2,000 people.
Right.
And then finally they would get to their cart and order tickets and it would crash or they had already been sold or whatnot. And it was just extraordinarily frustrating for people to the point where Capital One has extended their presale. Okay. And it's going to happen today at 2, which, by the way, coincides with, and I believe I'm not the only one here, parent-teacher conferences all week.
Oh, no.
So if you're scheduled that time, I'm giving up.
You give up?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, maybe I'll try. Maybe we'll see. I don't know.
It was a total blank show.
The whole thing. So
my
daughter got two
tickets.
Yes, I know.
She got two.
Isn't that nice? Two. Selfish.
Well,
how about four?
She's going to go with her friend. How about four? I think, I don't know, could you buy more than two?
I think you could. My friend got six.
Oh, no kidding.
Six for Sunday. My best friend, Melissa, got some and never asked me if I needed any.
I guess we're not best friends anymore.
No, since 15 years old. Jeez, and that's what
Melissa.
I think that's the thing about these Taylor Swift tickets is that they're literally going to ruin friendships. Like, long friendships. It's not, but the kids probably like, whatever, I'll go see, like, you know, what? Who up?
How many shows does she have now?
Three.
And what is the big... That's thousands
of tickets.
Well, here's
why it's such a big deal. Taylor hasn't been on tour in a while, and it's her Eras tour.
Are these cheaper than... The pre-sales are cheaper than the others?
No, they're not cheaper. So,
okay, you're not saving money.
No, and now they're on the secondary market for... my friend pointed out a ticket near the front row for $54,000.
Wow.
I'm not kidding.
Wow. I got to tell my daughter that. She got in the 100s.
Which, so, well, I don't even know what that
section
means.
100. So that's where you want to be in the 100s.
In the 100s?
You don't want to be in the nosebleeds.
I don't want to be anywhere. You know where I want to be?
Yeah.
Nowhere near Gillette Stadium those 3 days. Because now I'm mad and I don't want anything to do with it. You know when that happens where you're like, I don't even want to go.
I'm out. You know what?
I don't even like Taylor Swift. She's dumb.
You know what I say? I'm sitting this one out.
Listen, you're lucky you can sit it out. I don't know. If we happen upon some tickets,
all right,
maybe
so let's help some mama bears out. So what, 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock.
What do you do?
The pre-sale. You start logging on again. And if you have to get a Capital One card right away. So I don't know. I think, and then they go on regular sale, I think on Friday. So you can join that queue.
Okay.
I just think that you're going to have to sell a baby.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, well, if you sell the baby and it's cute, you might want to sell it.
Yeah. Don't forget, you can download the WROR app on your phone. At the App Store, listen anywhere, anytime to the show, the station, hear everything, podcasts, great contests online.
Yeah, you'll be happy you did it.
You will. You will be so happy. I will be just happy for you too. Okay. Here's why you should do it today. Okay.
Yeah.
If you when you download the WROR app. You are already qualified for $1,000. We're going to give away $1,000 a month.
Just God.
Boom.
Just thanks. Luck. Thanks for making it happy every day.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
So do it today. And then here we are, the 16th? So by the end of the month, you could get, it's WROR calling.
Yeah, we have $1,000 burning in our pocket.
How do you want your $1,000?
Yeah. Tens, twenties.
I'm not sure. Sure we'll do cash. But anywho, that sounds good. Hey, we don't use... Don't take last call here, but we have someone who's on the phone. I think it's Beth. She has a different idea on this morning's morning call about whether or not Aaron should say anything to the friend about the bra.
She found a rando bra.
Yes, it's you. So Beth has a different opinion about that. Let's hear it.
So I have a funny story that's not pretty unusual. So I was with my ex, and he asked me to go find a suitcase for him, and I found a suitcase. I opened it up, and I found a pair of women's panties in there.
Uh-oh.
And they were not mine.
Uh-oh.
And so you assume the worst, and then so I confronted him, and he was like, no, they're mine.
What?
They're mine.
That's the best he could do?
No.
He likes to wear women's underwear. So the bra that they found could belong to one of the men.
Does he still like wearing women's panties?
He's the ex.
I'm just asking.
I think he does.
Was that the deal breaker for you?
That was not the deal breaker.
It was not the deal breaker.
That was not
good
the deal breaker.
You. You know what? Sometimes wearing women's underpants are nice. They're
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Beth, if that wasn't the deal breaker, what was?
Oh, God.
Well, it got ugly.
Well,
it got
ugly. Men wear women's panties.
I mean, I'm just dying to know how it got ugly after that.
Well, because it just does, Bob. He doesn't watch enough television.
So the women's underwear could belong to a man. That's all
right. Okay.
Think outside the box.
That's outside the box. Way outside.
Oh boy. Well, that's a lot. But thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Thanks, Beth.
Yeah, no problem.
No one else was thinking that way.
No, but it's true.
Because she's lived it.
Yep.
I just had to throw that out there, you know?
No, okay. I love it. No, that's great.
They're mine.
Beth. They're mine. I thought that was the best line he could come up with.
I know. No.
They're mine.
They are mine.
No, boy.
Tell me you're kidding.
They really were his. Yeah.
Oh, Beth.
All right. Beth. Take
Have a great day. Thank you for listening, Beth.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
She has a different point of view.
Yeah, it's not always an affair. It's just a kink. Let your freak flag fly. And that's what I say.
Then that wasn't the deal breaker for her. Okay.
Hey, you know what? It saves the Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
2-for-1 special.
Okay, I like it. You like it?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Bob and LBF in the morning. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, let's say good morning to our player today from Middleton. It's Sonia. Good morning, Sonia.
Good morning, Bob and LBF.
Sonia, you're on your way to work, right?
I am.
Where is that? What do you do?
I work in the town of Swampscott.
Oh, nice. I love Swampscott. For the
town of Swampscott.
You know what's beautiful about Swampscott? They've got the best hydrangeas on the North Shore.
Do they?
Something about that sea air is magnificent.
Home to Carol Brady from the Brady Bunch.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Sure.
No kidding.
That's when she had a lisp. Truly? She lived in Swampscott, Massachusetts. Her character was Carol Brady.
Carol Brady.
It was in the lisping episode.
Not what's her name.
No. If only that was a question today.
Oh, it gets
but
easier.
It might be tomorrow.
Florence Henderson.
Yes,
that's
right.
What I'm thinking of. All right. Anybody you want to shout out today, Sonia, listening?
Yes. I would like to shout out to my husband, Lane, and my kids, Nathan and Marissa, and my sister, Sarah.
Let's see if we can bring home $1,000, Sonia. You know how it goes. You get all 10 right, that's what you're going to get. And I always say, be quick if you're not sure, say pass. And if there's time on the clock, we'll circle back. Sonia, here we go.
What is 8 plus 2?
10.
What is the animal that represents the Democrats?
A donkey.
How many sides does a trapezoid have?
I would say 8.
In what country is Romeo and Juliet set?
Italy.
What's the name of the little kid in Home Alone?
Kevin!
Which U.S. state is named the Ocean State?
Rhode Island?
True or false, the flamingo is the national bird of the Bahamas.
True.
What sport is Bobby Fischer associated with?
Chef.
What do whales feed their young?
Other whales? No, I don't pass.
What phrase appears on the ribbon in the bald eagle's beak on a $1 bill?
Could you repeat that?
What phrase appears on the ribbon in the bald eagle's beak on a $1 bill? At the buzzer.
In God we trust.
Close. They said it in the Wizard of Oz, remember?
Yeah. E pluribus unum.
That's it.
Oh.
God knows what that means.
All
What's
for
that
one,
mean?
I think.
Oh, it does it?
I think it's all for one.
Really. Bone up in my history. All but right. You did great. You got seven.
Seven right.
Seven right. So a trapezoid has 4 sides.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And do whales, this is kind of a trick question. Mm. What do whales feed their young? Milk.
Yeah, they nurse.
No. Whoa. They go to the store and get hood.
Okay. Isn't that great?
No, they do nurse.
Yeah, they nurse, right, I yes, think. Yeah, when I'm going to store for hood. Okay.
All right, Bob.
All right. Sonia.
Sonia, that was awesome. You did great.
You really did. 7 out of 10 is great. Everybody listening's got to be proud of Sonia. And check this out. I know there's a Stop and Shop near you. Am I right?
You got that right. Maybe I'll see you there.
I think we'll be stopping and shopping together. You got $100 to spend, though, Sonia.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanksgiving.
I will put it to good use.
Are you guesting or hosting for Thanksgiving this year?
I am hosting.
Oh, this is going to help.
That's good.
That's help.
Yes, it will.
All right, Sonia, you're great. Really enjoyed playing with you. And you can sign up again to play anytime because you did a great job, okay?
I have a question.
Thank you so much.
Go ahead, yes. LBF. Yeah.
Your mom worked with my mom?
Oh, that's right.
They did. They worked together at the Herald.
What's your mom's name?
Norma Nathan.
Oh, my gosh!
Norma Nathan?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? I know Norma Nathan.
Everybody knows Norma Nathan.
Yeah. Well, rest in peace.
My goodness. Well, it's nice to meet you.
Everybody should know who Norma Nathan is.
Norma Nathan was what'd you call it? Not a gossip columnist, but like the...
Yeah. She did radio and TV.
She did radio and TV. She had a column called The Eye, right?
Yeah.
And then she wrote about Boston's celebs and politics.
No, she was great.
She was one of the most powerful people in the city.
Is your dad Norm Nathan?
Yes.
Yeah, that he is, yes.
That would make sense.
Right. It's all coming together.
Is Norm still with us?
No, unfortunately not. Oh, he passed a while ago.
Legendary yeah. radio guy. Yeah, I love Norm
huge.
Macy. Oh, my God. I
Sonia,
can't believe
this Sonia. Is great.
Old home
I
days.
Wish I could talk to you for hours, but...
we are.
Well, you know what? Someday I would love to meet you both. Oh, you sound like wonderful great. Human beings.
Come on
I'm
in.
I'm nicer.
Listen, here's what... Well, here, yeah, sure. You guys should get together. Anyway, I'm kidding. You go to that grocery store and you come see us, okay? We'll have some bagels together. Sonia, nice to meet
nice
you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Okay, take right. care. Okay. Bye-bye. Isn't that
Bye.
Great?
That's
yeah,
awesome.
I remember both of her parents. That is wacky.
Yeah, sure. Like, huge.
Norm and Norma. They were awesome.
Think you're super smart? We'll pay you $1,000 if you can prove it. Sign up for Super Smart 60 Seconds at WROR.com. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to today's caller, Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Okay. So
good.
What's going on, Aaron?
I have a little bit of an awkward situation that I'm dealing with right now. So my husband and I were staying at our friend's house a couple weeks ago. They live in Connecticut. We visit them a few times a year, so it's you know, we see them quite often. We're very good friends.
Nice.
But as we were packing up to leave, the wife came and asked me if a bra was mine. And it was not mine. It was definitely too big and it was too small for her. So
the mystery bra.
The mystery bra. Yeah. What was that?
Okay.
They don't deal with that on Scooby-Doo.
That's like, Aaron, too big for you, too small for your friend.
Okay.
We got a Goldilocks situation here.
Uh-oh. Yeah, bedtime story but Bob likes.
Anyway, back to you, Aaron. Yeah, Aaron, go ahead. So then what happened?
Well, nothing happened. She kind of just brushed it off and we left, but I kind of got my wheels turning and I have theories about it and I don't know if I should say anything or not. My friends told me that her son, so they have two sons. One of them lives in Ohio far away, but one of them lives in like near them in Connecticut and he's married, but he still has keys to their house and he is, you know, a little bit of a player. So on the way home, my husband and I were talking about it, and he told me no way was her husband fooling around, and it was probably her son who was, you know, he's been a player.
Oh.
And it's so I don't think it's my friend's husband, thank yeah. God, but it might be her son.
Okay.
So, and to be honest, I think he's still kind of a player. Not, it wasn't just a thing that happened when he was young, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, how do you know that, though?
My friend also told me her son has had marital problems over the years and has been unfaithful, but they're trying to stay together for the kids.
So there you go. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So you think he's still a player, huh?
I mean, to be honest, I think he still is.
Okay.
And he also has the key to their house, and he comes and goes from that house as he pleases.
I'll bet.
So, which gives him opportunity.
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah,
wow.
So the more I thought about it, the more it made sense.
Right.
Yeah.
What to do?
I know, it's just one of those things where I don't want to get involved and ruin a friendship, or I don't want to make our friends feel differently about their son, or just, I don't want to start drama.
Right.
But.
But.
Yeah, but.
Knowledge is power.
Yeah, it's a shady thing that he's doing, especially it's in their home.
That we think.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I like her theory.
Okay.
How else would it have gotten there?
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. Maybe he was doing her laundry.
Doubt it.
Okay. And it's not his wife's.
Yeah.
That's something else we need to wonder about.
It's not his wife's.
Okay.
Speaking of his wife, I mean, what about them?
Yeah.
I mean, right. I might be wrong, but going with my gut and my husband's, I feel like it's their son who probably uses their house as his, like, love shack, you know?
Love shack. And, oh, boy.
I think my friends should know, don't you think? I don't know. But I don't know for sure, so that's why I'm calling you. To see what you and the listeners think I should do, if anything.
Okay, so it's got to be one of those things, Aaron, right, in LBF, where you and your husband are just talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, oh,
and
man,
then you're
round
like, well, should I say anything? Is it my responsibility as a good friend?
Or just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
leave that bra alone. Mm-hmm. You know what? So
hands off.
Them.
Can't say so much for the sun. Anyway.
We'll see. I mean, there's a lot of evidence. I mean, yeah. Let's be honest.
There's a lot to unpack. Bras, underwear.
Yes, but they weren't Aaron's. Aaron, listen. You know how morning court works. We're going to open up the phones at 888-410-1057. Folks can chime in and maybe give you a little bit of a roadmap where to go next. Okay, sound good?
That would be great. Thank you so much.
Stay,
I appreciate it.
Stay tuned, Aaron. So, Aaron definitely has a hunch. You know what they say in Vegas, right?
What I know.
Have a hunch.
You want to go back to my room?
Before that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Have a hunch, bet a bunch, right?
So, okay.
Should she just keep it on the down low and not say anything, thinking that it is her son who's a certified player, or just tell her? What do you guys think? 888-410-105. Yeah, what stays in Vegas?
No, I'm just picturing me saying this to my friend, be like, you know what I think he's up to? And her horrified face I say it.
Yeah, I mean.
So I'm thinking, is that a good idea?
I don't know. Let's see what you guys think. Today we talked to Aaron in Morning Court. So what happens if you think you know your best friend's son is cheating on his wife because there is Exhibit A, or maybe it was Exhibit C. I don't know how big this bra was. Could be Exhibit Double D, right?
Congratulations. Anyway.
We'll stick with Exhibit A. A bra was found at the house, and nobody knows who it belonged to. So, Neil, we're going to grab you first, so to speak. Neil, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing great. So tell us, what do you think of Aaron's situation?
I personally think she should stay out of it. Mm-hmm. All right? Because it could turn back on her. You know, like, cause you're talking about her son. And you don't know, the son and the wife might have a deal or something made where, you know, as long as he doesn't do it at the house or something, so the kids and stuff, she's okay with it. I'm not saying that's right, but
You think it's the husband, not the son, who's got permission from the wife?
No, the son. No, the son and the wife. The wife says to the cheating son, if you're going to stoop that girl, don't do it in my own house. Go to your parents, you animal. That's how. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Okay, that's how it will go down.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't know if the kids, you know, you don't want the kids to see it, right?
No.
And it's tough because things happen.
Wow.
But the thing is, I just feel that Aaron should just let it lie. It's her friend. I understand. But the thing is, it's not her husband doing it. It's their son. But that gets dicey when you deal with family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's one idea.
Something happens.
All right, Neil, we're going to grab another call. But
yeah, that's good.
All right. Neil thought this through.
Right.
Wow. All right, Neil.
I see it.
Thank you, buddy.
It's weird, but I see it.
Have a night.
You too, bye. Angela, so good morning. What do you think about Aaron's dilemma today?
Good morning. Well, I don't think she should tell the friend because that never ends well for her. But I do think she could plant an idea in the friend's head to get a ring doorbell, and that way there the friend can going on in the house.
Oh, I like it. Hey, Angela, we're going to grab another call because your connection's not great, but I like what you're saying.
Get a ring camera.
Ring a ding ding. See what's at the front door.
Frank Sinatra.
Well, I mean, you know.
That's all right.
Okay. Thanks, Angela. Take care.
Yeah, ring a ding.
Well, it is. You've been ringing. Yeah. Like, well, look who's here.
Ding dong.
Right. Marie. Good morning,
hi.
Marie. Hi.
Good morning.
We're hearing all kinds of thoughts on Aaron's situation. What do you think?
I think Aaron should mind her own business. She has no facts. She sounds to me like she wants to stir some stuff up.
Mm.
You know those types. I see them on Bravo's Real Housewives.
But I disagree.
A blank stirrer.
I disagree, Marie, because I don't think she'd call us. I think she would have just stirred it by now. She would have already done it.
Yeah, but why? She has no facts, so she needs to just be quiet.
Well, I'm not saying that she's got the facts, but I'm just saying I don't think she's trying to stir it up.
She
would already
stirrer.
I don't think so.
I think, but you know what? She seeks permission first. She wants the group mentality. Like, yeah. Go stir it up.
Exactly.
Well, you watch more Bravo than I do. Maybe you're right. I don't know.
She wants you to agree with her.
Yes.
I see.
And then she has permission to go, go, go.
Okay. But right now, most people are telling you to mind your own business. Okay. Gotcha.
Oh, he's jealous when I rhyme.
It's just
You're the only one on her side.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Marie. I'm the only one on her side?
Yeah.
She's torn between the dilemma.
Two bras?
Yes.
Every morning, Bob. Every morning. I'm like, well.
Erin Gobralis. She doesn't know what to do. I mean, come on. All right. Hey, Marie, I'm looking for more calls. Thank you, though.
Have a good day.
You too. Okay, morning court today. We spoke with Erin. She was at her best friend's house in Connecticut. Her husband, they went down. They do some visiting back and forth. As she was leaving in the morning, it's Sunday, her friend comes out and held up a bra and said, oh, is this yours?
Mm-hmm.
And Erin said, nope, that's not my bra. Well, it wasn't her friend's bra. Who'd it belong to?
Ooh, the mystery of the bra.
Erin has got her thoughts, and she thinks it's her friend's married son, who was a player in the past.
Philanderer.
Could be. But she hasn't said anything. So she's asking us, do I say anything about who I think the bra might belong to? Or let it go? Let's see what you guys think. Jessica, what are your thoughts?
Well, I got to tell you, I think they've got it wrong.
Oh, I want to hear this.
I think that they're clearly swingers. Yeah, I think that they're swingers, and they are testing the waters by being like, hi, is this yours? And seeing her reaction.
Okay. Swingers testing the waters.
Is that how you test the water?
Yeah, you leave a rando bra around and say, is this yours? And then she could say, I don't know, do you want it to be mine?
Okay, stop.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm playing.
I want Jessica to tell me how that works. Okay. Walk us through that, Jessica.
They have been friends for a long time. They come over and they spend the night numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're all of a sudden thinking we should bring them into our circle. And they're testing the waters, see how they react, because they don't want to ruin the friendship.
Oh.
Okay.
I mean, they said that the friend had no reaction when she said, it's not mine.
Okay. Wow.
So, I mean, you would have some kind of reaction.
Can I ask you a question? Has this ever happened to you where somebody has done something like this?
It hasn't happened to me, but I know a lot of people who have been in that community, and it's kind of common practice just to
I guess you gotta get the ball rolling.
Freak out.
Right?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Interesting.
But I don't understand what happens next.
What happens next?
I don't get that.
This is where you read Penthouse Forum, and that's what happens.
Okay, fine. But short of that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, like,
no, I don't mean literally what happens next. I mean, I'm just following Jessica here along to figure out, so is this your bra? No, it's not. Then what's the next thing?
Exactly.
What do you say next?
So she probably saw her face, and it was probably she was mortified. And now she knows maybe I shouldn't go any further.
All right.
They're just going to let it go.
You. We're not swinging.
If her face was like, maybe, then the next thing you know,
you're making films.
Who do you think it could be?
All right, Jessica.
Jessica, you're interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I think that we're completely missing it. The poor son is probably not even doing anything.
Poor guy. I know. He's left out in the cold. He's left out in the cold.
Yeah.
All right.
She should look for some upside down pineapples next time she's over there.
Yeah, that's what I'd be looking for. Okay, thanks, Jessica.
Thanks, Jessica.
Bye. Have a great day.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye. Sue, how do you do?
What I think is, being a woman, her friend is not going to just forget that there's a miscellaneous bra at her house. I think her friend is already thinking about this and is already probably starting to figure it out.
Mm.
And that's what I think. What woman would just say?
Well, let's find out. Sue, hang on. Listen, our LBF, you're Erin.
Okay.
But
I'm not braless.
Okay. You find a bra in your house.
Yeah.
You got questions.
I got questions.
Right?
Yes. Like, whose blank and bra is this?
Right.
Fess up right now. Or we're going to start with your toes and each little.
So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? That's how I would do it.
So what I'm saying is, Sue, you're probably right. She might not have to do anything. I think the wife is on it.
I think she might be on it.
She's on it.
You know, sometimes you don't want to talk about it to your friend.
She's on it.
Yeah.
I don't think the friend needs to say anything.
Okay.
you could pose the question and just say, hey, did you ever figure out where that bra came from?
Right, I've been thinking.
And then maybe your friend will tell her. But I don't think she should out and out say, I think it's your son. I think her friend has probably already figured that out.
She's on it. Okay.
She's
I like
on it.
It. I think that's really excellent advice to end morning court with today.
Yeah.
Because you have to assume, as a wife, you're going to be on the
she'll
case.
She'll do her due diligence.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, nobody finds a bra and, you know...
Blows it off.
Yeah. That's about it.
You know what?
It's not yours. Whose is it? You know?
If I find strange underwear in my house, I'm on it. Okay?
Okay, that's not weird.
I mean men's underwear, you know. I'm not on the underwear. I'm on, you know.
You do you, Bob.
I got questions.
I got questions,
too. Some follow-up questions. Anyway, Sue.
I love your show, by the way. I enjoy it every morning on the way to work.
Why wouldn't
you? Thank you so much.
Well, why wouldn't you, Sue? It has everything. Very nice. So there you go. Sue says, hey, the wife's on it. Don't worry about it, Aaron.
Yeah.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more with Bob and LBF in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.